She was in a dark place before her death, but that wasn't a reflection on how she lived her life. The words of Lisa Thompson's sister after 40-year-old Brian McHugh was given a life sentence for her murder. Lisa Thompson was murdered almost 3 years ago. The judge said her friends and family had conducted themselves with extraordinary dignity, despite the devastating and heartbreaking evidence about her violent death in horrific and brutal circumstances. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell was in court. Orla, will you bring us back? What happened to Lisa Thompson?
Well, Lisa Thompson's body was found in her house at Sandy Hill Gardens in Ballymun on the 10th of May 2022, and this was after neighbours had become concerned that they hadn't seen her. And she had been stabbed 11 times in the chest, and a window blind cord was also wrapped around her neck. Now, Brian McHugh's DNA was found on the bloodstained cord. He was also seen on CCTV footage in the early hours of the morning of May the 9th, 2022, approaching the house. And the court, the trial, heard evidence that Lisa Thompson had been dealing prescription drugs from her home, that she had had what was described as a bit of a fling with Brian McHugh in the year before she died. And indeed, when Gardaí were searching her house, they found thousands of prescription tablets worth almost €50,000 in her attic. There was also evidence that McHugh had been trying to sell her jewellery afterwards. And the court heard text messages sent from another woman to Brian McHugh in June 2022, the following month, one of which mentioned that she could have been like Lisa, strangle and stab. And at the time she sent that message, details of the strangulation injuries had not been released publicly. The woman in the text messages also said she was going to the cops. So there was a trial, and the jury delivered a unanimous guilty verdict after just under 3.5 hours of deliberating.
What was said in court today?
Well, today we heard victim impact evidence on behalf of Lisa Thompson, and in particular, as you mentioned there, from her sister, Ashley Duckett. And she said they'd been in the courtroom for the past month listening to many things regarding Lisa, but that she was a mother, daughter, sister and a wonderful auntie. And as you say, she said, I know she was in a dark place before her death, but that is not a reflection on how she lived her life. She said they shared many happy memories and laughs along the way. Now, she said she was struggling to find the words to express the hurt, pain, anger and emptiness caused to the family. And she asked Lisa's children to give their words about how they felt. And they were aged 13 and 12 when their mother was murdered. Lisa's daughter said that their world had been turned upside down, that it was not just their mother's life that had been taken, but her own and her brother's whole world. She told Brian McHugh, we will never get over this, and half of our hearts went with our mom, and you robbed us of her. She said she described her mother being brutally killed, and that she and her brother still have to carry on with life and pretend they're okay. She said they were far too young for this trauma. And her son's words, he said that his mother was not just a parent, she was a best friend, guide and his greatest supporter, that her absence had left an irreplaceable void, and that her death had left a ripple of pain throughout her entire family. Ms. Duckett also paid tribute to Lisa's friends who attended court every day. Now, as you say, Ms. Justice Karen O'Connor imposed the mandatory sentence on Brian McHugh of life in prison. And she has repeated several times during the sentencing process that Ms. Thompson's family and friends had represented her with extraordinary dignity. And she said Ms. Thompson's sister had represented her today by ensuring the last voice the trial heard from was Lisa's voice through her beautiful children. And I think outside we can hear some of what Lisa Thompson's friends had to say to the media.
We can't believe Lisa got justice today. And we know she's up there bouncing around with joy, and especially for our children and our family. We just can't believe, and especially the judge she got today, done her very proud. She was a lovely lady. She would give you a heart on a plea. She was beautiful, great neighbour.
Some of the friends of Lisa Thompson speaking outside the court a short time ago, thanks to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.